Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Now call to order the attorney-client session, May 2nd, 2024, 3:30 p.m., actually 3:47 p.m. County attorney requests the board retire to the BCC conference room for the attorney-client session regarding the case United States of America, ex rel, Ramey Edler, MD versus Escambia County.
This was on Thursday, and the Board of County Commission meeting in Escambia County started off with the agenda review, pretty normal in the morning. A lot of stuff they covered, and we talked about a lot of that stuff on Friday. There's still more to cover. I haven't covered it all yet, but, you know, and the evening meeting, there was a lot of good stuff in there. Right between those two meetings, you had two what are called shade meetings. A shade meeting is where the elected officials can meet with their attorneys to discuss amongst themselves legal strategy, legal advice, what to do. Is it serious? Do we settle? Do we not settle? What do we do? Okay. Those are called shade because they are under the sunshine, but they are temporarily withheld from public view because legal strategy is something that any entity involved in the lawsuit is entitled to protect from its adversaries who would use that information to exploit their position and weaken their position. So it is public, but not yet, and it will eventually be public. So they go into the shade meeting. Actually, I had two of them. One had to do with the text messages lawsuit, the Replevin case against Jonathan Owens, P&J, and Alex Arduini. We didn't learn anything else about that on Thursday, so apparently they have not decided to abandon, settle, or whatever, or quit. So, but we'll see. You know, I'm sure news to come. But the Ramey Edler lawsuit, remember, she was the medical director, and if you haven't been listening this morning, I'm sorry. I'm going to try to balance the recap at all to not recap any because we've been talking about this a lot this morning. The short version is this. Ramey Edler was hired in 2018 to be the medical director. That means that her medical license covers all of the medical decisions made by county who are employed to do medical stuff. You know, her medical covers the EMS and, like, corrections medical, I believe, at the time. Also, I think fire medical. Like, anything related to medical stuff, her license is responsible for. And then she discovers, oh, my God, what did I get myself into? Massive problems in EMS, which led to people resigning, people, I believe some of them got fired, I just can't remember for sure. Several county administrators recycled through, one after another after another. She came to the board in 2019 and told them about all the problems, asked them for an emergency training. They agreed, but then didn't follow through on actually doing it, and they didn't agree to the one she asked for. They said, we'll go through a process. Eventually, nothing came of all of that. She went out on medical leave. They replaced her while she was gone. She said that was retaliation for her being a whistleblower. They paid her $950,000 recently related to that claim. And now the $5 million, or at least the, you know, we don't know what it was going to be, but over Medicare fraud. This has to do with running claims as paramedics on ambulances that where they don't have the proper certifications. Over-claiming for, like, the high percentage of paramedic runs, which you get reimbursed by Medicare with. And that was, you know, she was the whistleblower on all that. And there were several rounds of discovery. And remember, the county kept resisting the request for information. They didn't want to query their databases to satisfy the lawsuit. Like, the county has done everything it can to not cooperate with any of this, okay? And then I've played you over the last hour how the county commissioners did not want to hear about any of this back in 2019, said they weren't at blame. And they kept trying to shoot the messenger, whoever the messenger was, and then they got rid of the messengers. Flash forward to Thursday. They come back out of the shade meeting. The discussion about what to do with this massive pending lawsuit from the federal government and Ramey Edler.
Good afternoon. Reconvene the shade meeting back in the chambers. The board would entertain a motion to conclude the shade meeting.
So Stephen Berry's the chairman. They've all gotten together in the back room, and the advice given to them by counsel is settle this thing. Spend $5 million, $3.5 million to the U.S. government, $1.5 million to Ramey Edler. Settle this thing, be done with it. It could be a whole lot worse, and nobody will move the item. That's Stephen Berry's frustrated breathing as we're waiting for somebody to do something.
Drawing straws.
Nobody wants their name on the motion. Nobody wants their name on the motion. Nobody wants to pay. We're waiting. When Jim Little says it was 2 minutes of silence, this is what he's talking about. Nobody's doing nothing.
What? Chair is listening to entertain a motion to conclude the shade meeting. Is one forthcoming?
Just a reminder, we have to do something. We all agreed in the dark, the shade, that we were going to pay this, presumably. And now nobody's willing to step forward and actually make the motion to pay it.
Gentlemen.
Could y'all please do something?
I mean, if you want to pass the gavel and make the motion, Mr. Chairman, I mean, I'll second it.
Lumen May says, Mr. Chairman, why don't you do it? You pass the gavel and then you can do it as the chairman.
Is that what's going to be necessary? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I got to take this bullet as the chairman?
I'd be more comfortable with that, yes, sir.
Yeah, I would not be comfortable doing it myself. But you can do it, and I'll second
sure.
it.
Mike, you hear me that?
$5 million. Much less than it could have been, by the way.
I move two items. A, to approve a settlement payment in the amount of $5 million in settlement of all remaining claims in the matter of United States of America, ex rel Ramey M. Edler, MD versus Gamey County.
So he made the motion. Lumen May?
Mr. Chairman, I second that with a point of clarification that it was to no knowledge of mine any of these things that existed. And I'm certainly following the advice of counsel that this is in the best interest of the citizens of Escambia County to conclude this.
And clearly, clearly it is in the best interest of the citizens, and that language will be part of the settlement when that actually happens. This is simply an action of the board.
And as I've been saying, what I hear when he says that is...
I know nothing, nothing!
I'm not responsible, I didn't know anything, we're going to put that into the settlement. He said, Lumen May says, I want to be sure everyone involved was reprimanded and that this has all been stopped. Jeff Bergosh says, we paid $950,000 a few weeks ago. I vehemently oppose that.
Given what we've seen... I have no other choice but to accept.
They have to accept this settlement because the evidence is overwhelming, presumably. Again, we don't have the transcript from the shade meeting.
This settlement, but I think it's very important for the citizens to know that the conduct occurred years and years ago, more than 10 years ago, before many of us were on the board. The conduct also had nothing whatsoever to do with the board. Was operational issues from previous employees and previous administrators.
According to the PNJ and the amended complaint filed by Ramey Edler, it took place between 2014 and 2020, which, by the way, would be a year after she raised this issue to the board, or something that was the precursor to this issue to the board. And it was going on well during their tenure, all of their tenures. Jeff Bergosh has been on the board for 8 years. Stephen Barry and Lumen May have been on the board for 12 years. So they're going to stipulate that they didn't know anything, even though it was during their tenure?
And although this looks like an extraordinarily large number, the number could have been geometrically worse. And going through the information in the back room, which we did, which will all be public, You'll all be given copies of the transcripts.
Will
eventually.
So again, they're trying to persuade us without the evidence. And I don't disagree that this could have been much worse. 20, 40, 50, 100 million. Who knows? And there were decisions, I think, by the judge to limit the scope of the inquiry. And it could have been even more than just that. Like, where could this balloon to? $5 million starts to look like a bargain. But the question is, who's being held accountable? And who is responsible and who refused to know? And could it have been made better if they'd have taken action in 2019? Could that have been used as evidence to the federal government that, hey, as soon as we found this out, we tried to fix it? Well, none of that did happen. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see some traffic build up heading into Hurlburt Field going back for about a mile or so. So expect some delays through there. And in Payson Milton, we're seeing some buildup on Woodbine Road at the intersection of Highway 90, as well as Chemukla at that intersection with Highway 90 as well. And in Pensacola, on New Warrington Road, in between Jackson Street and Highway 90, you can see some traffic building up going southbound. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy, traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So back to the county commission meeting on Thursday. Stephen Barry making sure that the language explaining that they didn't know anything is in the settlement.
Whereas defendants states that by entering into this agreement, the Escambia County Commissioners are not admitting any guilt and affirmatively denying knowledge of or any type of participation in any illegal conduct that was alleged in that matter. So that will be part of the settlement as well, in addition to the two items that were the motion.
Again, I spent the last hour and 6 o'clock hour giving you the evidence to decide for yourself whether you think they did know, didn't know, refused to know, deliberately avoided knowing, didn't take action that would have ameliorated some of this stuff. You can listen to that podcast, newsradio923.com. Mike Kohler, the new District 2, seems like District 2 just sort of gets the voice of reason on these things. Doug Underhill tried to be the voice of reason 5 years ago. Now Mike Kohler, the nurse, right? That's what his job was in the Navy.
Mr. Right. Chairman, I'd like to make a comment.
Thank sure. You. Go ahead, Mike.
I dreaded today. I really did. I hate paying this money. $5 million is going to hurt the staff. It's going to hurt people in my community. It's mind-boggling to me that we're in this situation. I've ran these kind of departments, had these kind of issues. I just can't even understand how in the world we got in this position. I really can't.
How did EMS get so messed up? How did it stay so messed up? And how did we not fix it once the mess up came to light?
The amount of money that's going out of this county, we have to do better. There's just no way this kind of money can continue to go out.
And by the way, Molly Barrows of the PNJ has a good article this morning summarizing all the totals. It's an enormous amount of money that is going out to these lawsuits. More than $9 million since 2021. And there's others on top of that, including for the jail and some others. I mean, it's crazy amounts of money. And
the problem I have with this, there's no accountability for nobody. There was no accountability for Sea Lover. There's no accountability for Kenny. Now, Dr. Adler, there's no accountability. Nobody's held accountable for all this money except for the citizens of Escambia County or held up the bag. $5 million more dollars over 3 years are the only ones being held accountable.
And by the way, some of these funds are paid by insurance, not this one. So that's just your tax dollars is what's happening here.
I don't know what the answer is, but I will agree with Commissioner Ragosh. It could have been way, way, way worse. So $5 million, $50,000, $950,000, $200,000, $9,000, $6,900. It just keeps going out. So, yeah, I'll vote for it.
I'll make it happen. Okay, so then how did the vote go? This is, okay, so the video doesn't exist. Studio 850 and John Singley managed to get the audio recording that I'm playing for you that I didn't think existed either, but he actually went through the trouble of asking for it, and we got it. So why is the video not up on the Escambia County website? Just an oversight? Could be. And I'm not implying that it wasn't, because that would imply that employees of the county were helping cover this up, and I don't think that's true. I don't have any reason to believe that's true. But I'm just telling you, the video, I watched the meeting. It's not in the video. This is not there. This happened before the public forum, and it's not on the video. So then they go to vote.
All right, Board, there are no, thank you for the note, Madam Counsel. There are no public comments. Go ahead and call the question. All those in favor, indicate by please raising your hand.
Mr. Chairman, we don't have a complete complement.
Oh, we don't. Okay, well.
I think we all have to be on record.
Yes, yeah, okay. Well, we'll table the discussion for a moment.
So you remember how Luma May didn't want to be part of the making of the motion and was reluctant to do all of that and wanted to make sure everybody knew that none of them were to blame and none of them knew? I'm inferring from what I hear that he left the dais, went to the bathroom or something, I don't know, in before the vote could happen. And now we're waiting again. For all of the commissioners, all four of them, because we're still down when District 4 is vacant. We're waiting, because Jeff Ragosh is right. Everybody ought to be on record on this vote. $5 million. Could have been a lot worse. Still waiting. Still waiting. Had to go off the dais at just that point. Still waiting. Oh! Wait, there he is.
All right, Commissioner, the motion's on the floor. We're calling the question. All those in favor, please indicate by raising your hand. Item passes 4-0. That concludes the shade meeting.
I mean, I just don't have any words. My job is to have words. I just don't even have words. It's... You decide what to do with all this. 724 on News Radio 92.3. It's an election year. It's an election year. Why do you think they're so reluctant to do this in an election year? I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to put some of this stuff together. 437-1620. When I say BMW, Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar, these are good, high-quality cars. You pay extra to get them. You don't have to pay extra to service them. You don't have to take them to the dealership. There's actually federal law says you don't have to do that. And if you spend the time, the gas, the distance, the inconvenience, and the price, you could instead go to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these cars all the time. No problem. Domestics, too. Gas engines, diesel engines, whatever it is, they work on it. You can schedule an appointment. You can take the car in. Their whole goal is to prevent the big stuff by treating the small stuff. That's why they call it routine scheduled preventative maintenance. Find out more at carclinicservice.com or just bring the car in at Bobby Likas Auto right here on Davis Highway. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you're heading into Gulf Breeze on 98, just past the Bob Sykes Bridge, there was a wreck right outside of the Ace Hardware there that is causing a little bit of backup. And then further down eastbound on 98 again, if you're heading into Windhaven Beach, you're going to see a lot of traffic building up before Hurlburt Field. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze and Navarre on 98, you can expect to see a lot of buildup before and after that Avalon Boulevard intersection. And in Payson Milton, you're seeing a lot of traffic building up on Woodbine Road and Chemukla Highway with their respective intersections with Highway 90. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the Apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Pensacola's own blues and soul singer Jordan Chase takes the stage. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday night at 7.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Sometimes you feel like enough, sometimes you don't.
And by the way, we still didn't even talk about how the EMS chief, David Torcel, resigned on Friday. Or got resigned on Friday. You know, you read between the lines and you decide what happened. But is this related to the other stuff? I don't think so. Yeah. Just the, oh, yes, and also this happened, right? David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
D.C. Metro Police and the Secret Service are investigating a fatal crash at the White House barrier over the weekend. That happened on Saturday night. The driver of a vehicle was pronounced dead at the scene. The Secret Service says the driver was speeding and crashed into the outer perimeter gate at the White House. The Secret Service released a statement saying there was no threat to the White House. Millions of people in the central U.S. bracing for possible tornadoes today. Forecasters say there's a big storm dumping heavy rain and snow that'll be moving through the central plains tomorrow. And apparently there's a new Airbnb that's Prince-themed in Minneapolis.
Oh, do tell.
So you may want to check that out. It's a home formerly owned by Prince and was also featured in Purple Rain.
Yeah, very, very heavily geared towards orange and green colors, I presume.
Possibly. Maybe a motorcycle parked out front.
Or a tail that conveniently shows up in a certain way when you broadcast that image across a, you know, the silhouette on a silk sheet or something.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York resumes at 9:30 Eastern. Jurors have heard from 9 witnesses so far.
It will be a new week and a new witness this morning after that emotional testimony from Hope Hicks on Friday. Ms. Hicks, who was one of the former president's closest advisors, broke down in tears testifying against her boss who sat a few feet away.
Fox's Eric Shawn. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's told by his Israeli counterpart there is no choice left but to go in and fight Hamas terrorists in Rafah and Gaza. 100,000 Palestinians or ordered to leave the eastern part of that city.
Israel says its army has expanded assistance into the area that does include field hospitals, tents, food, and water. The IDF says it's using flyers, maps, and text messages as well as phone calls to instruct Gazans on where to go.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, there are reports of explosions from Israeli airstrikes in Rafah today. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio Pensacola. It's 75 degrees, partly cloudy skies right now. The investigation continues after a 43-year-old man killed himself during a standoff with a SWAT team in Escambia County Friday night. That happened at a home on West Hope Drive. The sheriff's office says Connie Lee Bonner had broken a window, forced his way into a home with an assault rifle, then attacked a victim in that home. The victim was able to escape unharmed. Bonner then barricaded himself inside the house. After several hours, Bonner's body was found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound by the SWAT team when they entered the home. Investigators say Bonner had been previously arrested for domestic violence with the same victim in October of last year. Pensacola police investigating a shooting overnight. PPD spokesman Mike Wood tells News Radio that officers were called to I and Intendencia Streets about 2:40 this morning, where they found a female victim that had been shot in the head. The woman was taken to the hospital for treatment. Investigators say her injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. So far, there's no information on potential suspects in the case. A 23-year-old man has died after an officer-involved shooting in Okaloosa County. That happened on Friday afternoon. Deputies there say they were called to an apartment complex for a disturbance where they encountered the man who was armed with a gun. The sheriff's office says the deputy was acting in self-defense when he shot the man. Pro-Palestinian protests have been popping up nationwide at university campuses in recent weeks. Some have resulted in clashes with police. Weighing in on the topic, University of Florida President Ben Sasse, who says he welcomes non-disruptive protests.
But our goal is not to arrest people. It's to help them get into compliance with the rules. They can protest, they can try to persuade people, but they don't get to build a camp. Nobody else does either.
And Sasse talked with CNN on their State of the Union program. He says there's a line between free speech and assembly and breaking the law. And he says he'll always defend the right to free speech. The Jewish community marking Holocaust Remembrance Day today with prayers for the release of hostages still being held by Hamas and for an end to pro-Palestinian protests. Fort Lauderdale Rabbi Shiner Kaplan says it's a scary time for Jews right now with the global rise of anti-Semitism making many feel like never again is now.
Holocaust survivor, how are they feeling right now at this moment? They're thinking to themselves, am I going to see this cycle repeat itself again? Because there are little traces, you know, it kind of looks the same.
The U.S. Congress established the Days of Remembrance as the nation's annual commemoration of the genocide of 6 million European Jews in World War II. And Boeing is hoping to launch its first ever crewed Starliner mission for NASA soon. The test flight for the commercial space capsule could actually happen before the end of the day today. They'll be launching from Cape Canaveral on a week-long mission to the International Space Station. Starliner, designed to take crews to and from the ISS with two astronauts currently on board. It is 7:35, News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Jimmy, what are you seeing?
If you are heading into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola, just after the Bob Sykes Bridge, heading eastbound, you're going to see a crash that is backing up traffic going both directions, right outside the Ace Hardware there. So expect some delays there. Further down 98, heading eastbound still, if you're in Windhaven Beach, you are going to see traffic backed up for a couple miles, it looks like, heading into Hurlburt Field. So you can expect delays there. And leaving Gulf Breeze and Navarre, heading westbound on 98, there is traffic building up on either side of the Avalon Boulevard intersection and right before you hit the bridge into Pensacola. Otherwise, looking clear from Gulf Breeze after you leave the bridge. Downtown Pensacola, traffic building up on Gadsden heading eastbound. And if you're coming down from Highway 29 southbound, you're going to see traffic building up for about a half mile right before the 9 Mile Road and Highway 29 intersections. In Pace and Milton, building up significantly on Woodbine Road. Not too much traffic on Chemucla Highway, so if you want to take Guernsey Road as an alternate route, I would recommend that. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a 10% chance of rain overall. Most of us looking nice and sunny, high near 83. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 72. Very similar forecast for that Tuesday with mostly sunny skies, high near 85. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 73 degrees. We're going to keep that warm, muggy weather around for Wednesday with a high near 85 and a low near 75. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 75 in Pensacola, 74 in Gulf Breeze, 73 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. And breaking news anytime, I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Qantas Airways has agreed to pay $79 million in fines for engaging in false, misleading, or deceptive conduct by advertising tickets for thousands of flights that had already been canceled. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission sued the Sydney-based airline in federal court last year. The payment includes restitution to the Australian government and refunds to more than 86,000 affected customers. After years of delays, Boeing Starliner capsule is set to launch astronauts to the International Space Station tonight. It's the first flight of Boeing Starliner capsule with crew on board, which will include a pair of NASA pilots who will check the spacecraft during the test drive and a week-long stay at the space station. Futures are moderately higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 450, the NASDAQ up 315, and the S&P 500 up 63. Once again, futures are moderately higher. That's Your Money Now.
Texting and rolling. We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctor's not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
News Radio Pensacola. Your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Well, life on the farm, I kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor sexy.
Yes, once a month, the first Monday of the month, we check in with our good friend, our farmer from Jay, Florida. We've got Ryan Jenkins on the line. He is the owner of Jenkins Farms. And Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're having a day today. I'll just tell you that much. You are a welcome break to all of the stuff that I have had to be reporting on this morning, so I appreciate that. How is everything looking? We're in the, you know, the middle of the season right now. It's May, but what are we looking at right now?
Well, it's planting season for us, so it's basically our second busiest time of the year. We're very, very busy right now trying to get our crops planted. I think the last time we spoke, we had our corn planted, and it's up and growing and looking pretty. And we're about 25% completed with the planting of our peanuts and cotton so far.
Okay.
So we've really been working hard getting those done. It's a little dry, or it's a lot dry. You know, I'm very concerned about that. I like to, this time of year, for all the wet weather ponds and stuff like that in the area to be full from our winter rains. And I know people think we've had a lot of rain during the winter, but I've been telling them it was kind of rainy, but it didn't rain Ed. It didn't rain a lot, you know. They would say you're going to get 2 or 3 inches and you get 2 or 3 tenths. So it was enough to mess up your day and you couldn't go outside. But for as far as replenishing the water supply, it wasn't enough to do that. And now it's pretty dry. So we can't just plant any field at any time that we want to. We've got to find the wettest ones and go plant them. And then we'll have to come back to the others after they get some rain. So it's kind of putting us behind a little bit, making it a little bit more difficult to make decisions of where to go and when to go. But, you know, it's all in the day's work, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you say, you know, I remember several of these big storm events were just kind of like, what happened to it? Which I don't, you know, as a person who wants to be out and about, I don't mind. But as a person who cares about crops and yields and my friend Ryan and his friends who all try and grow stuff to feed us, I think, oh, that's not so good. So how is it looking? How is it? What are we on the verge of? The winter crops are coming in, right?
Yep, our wheat and oats, they actually look very good this year. I'm excited to begin to harvest those. That'll probably start in the next week or the following week. You know, in the next couple of weeks, we should be starting on those. And we're getting in the critical time. You know, everything's related to the weather that we do, every single thing, right? So now that those crops are beginning to dry down and prepare for harvest, a couple of rain events can cause the seed to sprout while it's still on the plant. And if that happens, then you go from making $5 or $6 a bushel to making $1 or $2 a bushel. So it's very important that we have good weather over the next couple of weeks. And then see, it's weird because I'm sitting here begging for rain, but at the same time, I'm begging for it not to rain on those fields, so I can never be happy.
So you need it to rain so the fields are wet enough to plant, for example, the peanuts and cotton, I guess, and you also want it not to rain because that'll screw up the oats and the wheat that you're on the verge of trying to harvest. Do I have that right?
Exactly. So you see the conundrum I'm in on a daily basis.
Well, I guess at some point you just trust God and you take what you get. You know, every year, right?
Every day.
So I assume that when the oats and wheat come out, those fields get immediately replanted with what, second season, or is it just that they get replanted?
So,
Right. So we call that double cropping when we grow two crops in one year, basically. When we have a winter crop and a summer crop, that's called double cropping. So as soon as we get those crops out, and there again, you know, that's another difficult point in all this is we need it to be dry for the harvest of those, but then we need it to immediately rain so that we can go in there and prepare the ground and plant the next crop. And some of that will be cotton and some of that will be soybeans that will be falling behind those, behind the wheat and oats.
Okay, so it won't be peanuts. That's a separate process. But I thought, okay, you're planting cotton. I thought you told me you weren't going to plant cotton. The prices were so bad and you had to maximize your profits on peanuts this year to make up for how devastating last year was.
Well, I just wanted to keep on being a loser, so I went ahead and planted some. I didn't want to break the chain there, you know. Well, we have to, when it came down to it, I have to have it. I have to plant some. You know, I have some very expensive equipment sitting there in the barn that has to be used to help pay for itself. And in reality, I couldn't plant all those acres that would be cotton in peanuts.
Okay.
I just don't have that much equipment. You know, I have a normal amount of acres that I do with each crop each year, and I can stretch those some, certainly, but I couldn't stretch them to the point where one crop completely took care of the other crop without buying more equipment. And that's just not a good time to be buying any equipment right now. So
okay, so it's partially.
It, but I can tell you, I mean, cotton's still around 75 cents, and for it to be that's a pound, 75 cents per pound. And for it to be profitable, it needs to be definitely over 90, between 90 cents and a dollar for it to be profitable right now with our current input prices. So you can see it'll be cash flow, but I'm still losing some money planting it.
And so it's not just a matter of your heart can't endure going without any cotton planting, although I'm sure that's a part of it. It really is a manpower and or equipment and or other considerations that justify
correct.
It, even though it's likely to be a loss. It's still a cash flow of a certain kind that'll make sense in the overall scheme of things. Is that right?
And some of it, you say the money that you're using, that you're making off your peanuts, you're paying for the crop rotation. You need crop rotation to continue to make a good peanut crop.
Otherwise, the soil
that's
doesn't
right.
have what it needs for the next time around. Okay, that makes sense to me. I mean, I'm glad you do it. We'll come back in just a second. We're talking to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola on Highway 98, traffic is being backed up right after the Bob Sykes Bridge going both ways due to a car crash that happened earlier, so expect some delays through there. If you're coming into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect to see some traffic right after the Avalon Boulevard intersection there, but clearing up once you get to the bridge, so you should be good to go into Pensacola. If you are in Pace or Milton, traffic is building up significantly on Woodbine Road. Not too bad on the intersection of Chemukla and 90, so if you want to take Guernsey Road instead, I would recommend doing that. And I-10 heading eastbound right after the Pine Forest Road intersection, traffic is building up there significantly. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms in Jay, Florida. Well, if it's in the if we're right in the middle of harvesting winter crops and then planting second crop and then also, you know, in the middle of planting the regular crops, I'm assuming you've got equipment out on the road, and I'm assuming you'd like to take a moment to remind people about, please be safe around this equipment.
That's right. I mean, just watch out for us. Remember, we want to get where we're going just as bad as you want to get where you're going. We hate being on the road. It is, you wouldn't believe how difficult it is to maneuver up and down these roads nowadays with so many people, so many garbage cans on garbage day. It's terrible. when it's time for them to pick up the garbage, whatever day of the week that is, and you have to move up and down the highways with these big pieces of equipment, it's very difficult. And so I just encourage people to watch out for us. There's a lot of us on the road right now trying to get our crops planted. We want to be out of your way, trust me. And anytime it's safe for us to do so, we'll pull over and let you come around us. But just really watch out. Remember, the way it all looks, the way it looks and feels, you don't realize how fast you're approaching these tractors. Nowadays, on average, these tractors run just say around 25 miles an hour going down the road. That's up from about 18 miles an hour several years ago. So we're making improvements, but we're still so big and so wide. And a lot of times at the last second, we have to swing around a mailbox or a person or a culvert or a sign or something like that. So when it gets a long stretch of clear road, we'll pull over and we'll let you come around us. But just remember, take it easy and let's don't get anybody hurt and let's all get to where we're going safely.
I couldn't agree more. And I had never even thought, this is why I love having you on, because you make me think about things that I'd never thought about before. But the whole issue of you can't go around the basic problem that you can't, if the mailbox, or if the, not the mailboxes, but if the, you know, the trash is there or the recycling is there, that's an extra obstacle that makes it so that you guys can't really pull over or drive on the edge like you'd like to let people go around you if they need to. I mean, you know, that's why I just always appreciate talking. I learn stuff from you every single time. We always like to end with a farm fact. Do you have one for us this week?
Yeah, it kind of goes along with what we just spoke about the highway safety. If you follow behind me for 2 miles, if you follow while I'm in a tractor, if you follow behind me for 2 miles, that's the equivalent to sitting through 2 red lights in town. So if you want to think about something, that's something to think about. It's no different than you driving in town. So just sit back, enjoy the ride, look at the pretty countryside, and think about where your food and fiber come from. We'll all get to where we're going safely.
But it feels so much longer. But I know
it's not. I understand.
Oh, hey, you know what? I said last question, but I do have another one. I think, if I remember correctly, and you can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that Spanish Trail, which is Route 178, you know, that goes by all of the corn mazes and stuff, I think that's scheduled to be repaved. I don't remember when that's going to happen, but is that going to interfere with y'all's activities, or is that being done in the winter? Do you know?
It'll affect mine because I farm fields on that road.
So this is an extra wrinkle to your logistical challenges this year?
It is, but you know what? I'm a professional at that. I've knocked cones down for miles. It don't bother me one bit.
It's amazing what that spreader will pick up even when it's trying to put down, right?
Yeah, they look like dominoes. Those poor old workers are just sitting there looking at you. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I got to get through here somehow.
I know the county staff is listening right now. They're cringing about that, but they're also laughing. So that's hilarious. All right, Ryan Jenkins. He is our farmer up in Jay, Florida, owns Jenkins Farms. Ryan, as always, man, I appreciate you. I appreciate your spirit and the struggles you go through. And, you know, as I always say, feeding my kids and putting clothes on their back, man. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you so much for having us. I hope everybody out there has a great week. Y'all be safe.
Thank you so much. 752 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. And, you know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, speaking of driving safely on the road, and a little bit smaller vehicle, I would assume, but if you're looking at a truck or a Jeep or a sedan or a minivan, minivans are cool, man. Get on board. Anyway, speaking from experience, Frontier Motors has what you need. They got about 300 different cars and trucks in stock at any time. You can test drive a bunch of them. You can sit in a bunch of them. If they have what you want, you can buy it. Good prices for cars that have low miles and a couple of years young. You know, they're not brand new, but they're close to it. That's the idea. And if they don't have exactly what you want, they can go find it for you. They do that all the time for folks. So whatever your car need is, especially if you've been putting it off, go to Frontier and find out that there's a different way to buy cars, and they'll take care of you. They'll treat you right. They've been doing it for more than 25 years, right behind that big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida. On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's Thursday on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What kind of a man are you? You're worthless and weak. You do nothing. You are nothing. You sit in here all day and play that sick, repulsive, electric twanger.
Talk about videos burned in your brain. That's one. 7:55 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. Jimmy has got our traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are heading into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola on Highway 98, the accident we mentioned earlier outside of Ace Hardware on 98 has been cleared. We are seeing some residual backup from that. And if you are coming in from Navarre, right after the Avalon Boulevard intersection, heading into Pensacola, you can expect to see some backup for about a mile or so. Heading eastbound on 98, you can expect to see a lot of traffic going into Hurlburt Field, backed up all the way to almost the Navarre Beach Causeway. So expect some delays there. And in Milton, we are seeing some backup from the Blackwater River Bridge all the way to Ward Basin Road. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home or just, you know, maybe kind of mulling it over, or maybe you've decided, but you just don't have an agent yet, hey, give Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty a call. They will take good care of you. They've sold 175 homes last year. And, you know, you're going to have questions, and that's good. You know, what are interest rates doing? What's the market doing in my price range, in my geography? Is now the right time? You know, what about insurance? You know, how is that going to affect me? Is there changing legislation that's going to affect me? You know, all of those things, okay? And that's why you ask a realtor, because she will answer your questions and help you ask better ones. Don't ask me. I don't know. I mean, I know what a radio host needs to know, but I don't know enough to be your realtor. That's why you get a good realtor. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, she will take fabulous care of you. 723-9158. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former Boeing CEO and chairman Frank Anderson Schrantz has died. The Seattle Times reports that Schrantz died on Friday. He was 92. He was the CEO of Boeing from 1986 until 1996. He was also part of an ownership group that purchased the Seattle Mariners back in 1992. The section of I-95 in Connecticut that was damaged by that fiery crash last week is now reopened. Workers demolished an overpass over the weekend that had been damaged during that accident. And I looked it up. I couldn't find any information on the people driving that vehicle.
Oh, okay. Andrew,
so,
all right.
The stories don't mention that. And guess
and the only reason I ask is because I happen to be a I mean, I was almost involved in a tanker crash a long
Absolutely.
Time ago.
It'd be scary.
I mean, I don't tell the story very often, but this guy, I saw him coming behind me going too fast, you know, particles flying out of his brakes as he was trying to slow this vehicle down, weaving on the road in what I thought was an effort to get my attention so that I could get out of his way as he passed me downhill on the mountain slope, went around a bend, flipped and blew up and died. I mean, I got out of the car and ran up to see if I could do anything, and it was nothing I could do. Like, we met his widow right afterwards and all this kind of stuff. In my opinion, he saved my family's life. He was a hero for not abandoning the vehicle. He could have jumped out when it was starting to go bad, and he didn't. So, you know, but this stuff is terrifying when it happens on these roadways and the damage it can cause to the road, to the bridge. It's
absolutely
no joke.
And I had one more thing. Guess who became a father?
I'm listening.
Punxsutawney Phil.
Oh.
The world's most famous rodent weatherman.
Get your frisk on, Phil. Go
That's
on.
Right. Apparently, he had two babies born March 23rd. And now, in Punxsutawney, the Groundhog Club is placing name suggestion boxes to get the public's input on what their names should be.
Very good. I swear I thought you were going to tell me it was Nick Cannon. It was not. That was not the answer to the question that I was looking for. All right, Dave, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you're having any kind of plumbing issues, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall, when you flush the toilet, pressure's bad, the water temperature's bad, or you tried to fix something yourself and you anti-fixed it, guilty, call Barbary Plumbing. They'll come out and they will take care of you, including they did for me. They were fabulous. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. Hey, coming up in just a minute, we're going to talk to Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson, assuming there's enough stuff that's happened in Santa Rosa County over the last week that's worth talking about. Sometimes we skip just because it's kind of, you know, been quiet and there's no need to, you know, spend time talking about how quiet it's been. We'll see. So that'll be coming up next, right after the break.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.